Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two for this January 3rd, 2023. You have your host, James J. here, and we are joined right now by our friends from the Southwood County YMCA. We have Aaron Hess with us. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Carly Renmeister?
Yeah.
I thought so. I thought it was right. All right, Carly. Good to see you, Carly. And Vicki Jefferson.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, Vicki. Thank you. And all three of you, thank you so much for being here today. Appreciate the time. I love talking about our YMCA. Any chance we get to do that, we want to say not only thank you to you guys, but of course our friends at Tri-City Services, giving us the opportunity to have this segment. I wanted to ask how all your guys' New Year's was. Everybody have a good New Year's? You guys doing good?
Yeah, I went to bed early. No.
Hey, sometimes that's an early good. That's a good New Year's. That means a good New Year's. Yeah. Good to hear. Very good.
Hey, I stayed up for Alaska New Year's too.
Ooh, oh, nice.
That's okay. Nice. That's 3 or 4 of them. In
yeah, morning. That's impressive. That I do that, but unintentionally. I'm just a crazy person who doesn't sleep much. But that's a fun one too. We have a lot of fun things going on at our Y, and so much to talk about. I don't know how we're going to fit this into 20 some minutes, but we're going to find a way. We're going to make sure to get it in there. January membership. Let us start there with the January membership promotion.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and talk about that today. So we are doing a pay the day membership. We're actually kind of right in the middle of it. So with a pay the day, it's just that. So for the month of January, the day you come in is the day you pay. So for example, you come in today, you're going to pay $3 for the month of January, and then come February, you'll pay the regular membership amount. We are waiving the $60 joiner fee, but this is a commitment of 6 months because of that. And this is only going until January 7th.
It's something you want to take advantage of. You don't have that much time to be able to do so. Also seems like a great way to dip your foot in the water a little bit. No pun intended with the pools over there. But it is a chance to kind of like feel out, oh, is this something I'm going to make use of? I think, especially talking to people since the new Y opened and everything, I think the fear for some people is, well, I know I'll use it like a couple times a month, but I don't know how often I'll use it and that kind of thing. And doing this gives you an opportunity to kind of figure out or just get a little bit of a sample of, oh, I'm going to use it even more than I realized, or maybe it'll incentivize you to use it more.
Right, exactly. So with those New Year's resolutions, this is a good way to start with that low end for January.
Yeah.
It also keeps you committed because of that 6 month commitment. So it's going to keep you wanting to come in because you're spending the money too.
Right. It's one of the quickest ways to get people to, you know, follow up on things. It, truthfully, it really is. If you know you're putting something into it like that, you tend to do that. It's a great program. I like that. And you mentioned that it was January 7th that wraps up?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. What about membership for all?
So with our membership for all program, that goes along with our membership rates. We are happy to adjust memberships to really make sense with how much is coming in for you. So we ask, when we do this process, we'll take you to a private room where we can just quietly discuss what actually makes sense for you. We take a glance at what's coming in for you. So that might be pay stubs, your W-2s, food share. We'll take a look at that. We'll have a conversation with you, and we'll just figure out something that works for you and your household.
It's one of the things that I respect and appreciate so much with our Y. And I should be, to be fair, pretty much any Y you look at in the country, really. But I'm a little biased about ours. So I will just focus on that. But this goes back to having Raquel on and talking with her about this. And off air, on air, talking about how important, like, it's not just words, everybody. They back up what they're saying over at the Y. They want people there. They want to be able to make use of this wonderful, big, beautiful facility we have. It's important to keep the lights on, but the Y is not in business, if you could say. It's more about just trying to cover that part of things so that we can continue to have all the great programs and all the great things that our Y does. And boy, to get people in there, especially new people in there, and trying it out. If you haven't even, and I can't imagine there's too many people like this, but if you haven't even just stepped foot in there yet, do yourself a favor. Go check it out. You don't even have to sign anything right away. Just go check it out first. And I almost guarantee you will before you leave. It's one of those things. It's just such a beautiful, awesome facility. Mm-hmm. And there is literally something for everybody at that facility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. Here at the Y, we care about everyone. We want you there. And we know there's a huge impact that we can make for people if we can just get you in the doors, check it out. Don't let price be something that holds you back. Let us check and see if we can help you out, make healthy goals for the new year.
It's really very well said. It's one of the things that I think was one of the first things that I've heard about the Y here locally was that, was wanting to work with people and get people in and to use the Y. And we got so much great use for it. So encourage you to do that.
Yeah, it truly is. It's about community, and everybody's at a different place and a different walk in life and whatnot. And that's where, you know, the Y recognizes that. And I, you know, having been with the Y going on 17 years, you see the impact that we're able to make, and I'll brag about that all day long.
It's and Aaron, one of the things that I appreciate about that too is, to be honest with everybody, I do this job. I have different people come in every day, and I'm doing it for a while. And there's some groups that we've had in that don't always back up what they say. Everything you guys do, you've always backed up. Everything. And I really respect the heck out of that. That's not... Not everybody does that, and it should be, you know, you can count on that from anybody, but you can't always. I appreciate that you guys do that.
Thank you.
The Healthy Living Program, I wanted to take some time on, too. Wanted to dive into that one.
Yeah, 'tis the season for jumping into healthy living. I know. We, you know, looking at programming that we're offering at the Y, you know, we have a new registered dietitian that works with us now. And so thinking about, you know, what can we offer that's going to help support our members and people in the community, you know, set some realistic goals. We think about, you know, I'll take myself, for example. I need to lose X amount of weight because my knees would appreciate that. And I'm almost 50. So this is what I should do. You know, but, you know, making those right steps, those steps that are going to work for me personally, that's different. You know, am I going to go on a crash diet? Maybe I'll be good for a week and then I'll be like, I'm done with this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so one thing that we want to start is just Nutrition 101. So Tiana Hamm, who is a registered dietitian, she's offering a Nutrition 101 every third Monday of the month. It's free for our members. And it's just her being able to connect with people and talk through their own nutrition goals. So there is some education involved, and then she's going to talk about nutrition, you know, what is technically a balanced diet, all that good stuff. But the bigger part is that she's going to facilitate with her group and really get ideas from them, what works for them, what doesn't work for them, what are some struggles in life that they're personally dealing with, and then the whole group kind of works together to support each other and help each other in that path towards better health. It's never a one size fits all with nutrition. We all have, you know, that thorn in the side. You know, for myself, I have caffeine. You know, if I need my coffee in the morning, and I'm trying to kick that diet soda habit. Don't know that I will. You know, but yeah. So everybody is just a little different, and being able to recognize that.
I appreciate you sharing the personal examples.
Yeah.
And boy, when you say that hit home about the getting closer to 50 thing, because Father Time is undefeated. I hear you. But it also, it kind of gives a great example, too, to the audience of everybody's different. Everybody's going to have a different, you know, kind of mindset going into this.
Yeah.
But almost everybody could be, you know, benefited from taking this program. There's not many people out there walking around like, I'm in perfect health. I'm at the peak level of my life right now and everything. If you are, more power to you. That's great. But I think that everybody could be improved from this. And when you bring up, you know, New Year's resolutions, and that's a big topic right now, and certainly one of the big ones. And we just talked about this on our morning show about how, you know, again, year after year, one of the biggest things people look to do is to lose weight.
Right.
But one of the biggest downfalls of that can be not having a plan or a support system. And if you do a little more digging, and it doesn't take a lot, almost everything involving our health needs that. Whether you're looking to lose weight, whether you're looking to drink more water, exercise more, whatever it might be, you need the, I want to say need, but it really, it is such a benefit and such a game changer to have that support system and to have a plan.
Absolutely, yeah.
The Healthy Living Program is just that. It is really that right there. It helps you create a plan, helps you have some support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and identifying the right people around you that you can share your goals with, that you know for a fact are going to support you rather than try to steer you back to the old ways. So really being thoughtful of who you want to share these goals with and how you want to share them with. So whether it's, you know, staff at the Y, friends, family, you know, you chances are you have a really good idea of who will be a good support system for you and who would rather you stay the same way.
It's a very good point, actually. Yes.
We'll
take a break right here. We'll come back, and I want to get into a little bit more about the nutrition program, the personal training, some of that stuff when we come back with our friends from the Southwood County YMCA. And this is all being brought to you thanks to our great friends over at Tri-City Services at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to Morning Magazine. Here it is 10:47. You have your host, James. We're joined by Aaron, Carly, and Vicky from our Southwood County YMCA. A big thank you to Tri-City Services setting this up for us. We appreciate them. Wanted to get into a couple of the more of the programs over there, Aaron, and the Nutrition 101.
Yeah.
That kicks up in just about a couple weeks. It's right around the corner.
Yeah, January 16th. Hmm. Yeah. Of course, I didn't write the time down. Oh, my goodness. Please go to our website and check that out.
SWCYMCA.org is the website to go to. What is some things that people are noteworthy about the nutrition program?
Yeah. So with the Nutrition 101, is going back to the basics and just kind of working with each other as a group for that facilitation. So people sharing, you know, what their strengths are, what maybe some of their struggles are. And then people supporting each other. And then you have Tiana Hamm as the registered dietitian being that expert voice. So if people have those specific questions that they need, you know, a specific answer to, she has that ability to do that, which is a huge help. And then even beyond that, you know, working with Tiana one-on-one, you know, some of us have insurance that doesn't cover dietitians. And when you want to meet with a dietitian, say at a clinic or whatnot, it's very expensive. So at the Y, we do offer it at what we feel is a very reduced rate. And then we do offer, so if you have a membership for all where you have a reduced rate, we'll take a percentage off that so that you can still meet with that registered dietitian and financially it doesn't break the bank. But sometimes for some people, they just really need that one-on-one counseling.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that nowadays, you know, we can search engine almost anything. Big difference of reading something in text and having a human being actually help you. There's so many questions that happen organically. There's so many things that come up in the moment that you don't think of until you're actually in the conversation.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we understand things, register things so much better when another human being is telling it to us, especially somebody who knows what they're talking like she does. She knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, and she can get that bigger picture. She can ask, you know, what is your environment like? What is your support system like? What is your history with food?
Yeah.
You know, I know for, you know, for myself, and I know I share a lot, but for myself, food is not, it's a reward. It's a punishment. It's something I can work for. I mean, there's so much wrapped around food. And sometimes it's just taking that hard look at your own life and identifying, you know, what is that relationship? And then working with an expert who can really help you kind of move into a different direction.
I don't think a lot of us think about this. I personally had never really. I like food. I come from a very, you know, family that loves food, loves cooking, all these things. And I enjoy food, but food has always been, you know, manna to me. It's been gasoline. It's I fill up when I need to, and outside of that, I don't really care. I'm too busy. I got other things that interest me and all this. But I realize more and more as I'm getting older and discovering that I have a weird relationship with food. I just do. And I'm not alone. There's no. so so many people out there that do and don't even realize it until you get later in life and you start really relying on that resource to be able to give you energy and little things like this. It's nice to be able to talk to somebody who really knows what they're talking about and really Absolutely. Really comes from a lot of experience and is able to help people with this subject. Because to walk into it just guns blazing and no real plan and no real resource other than a search engine or anything, more times than not, that's not going to lead to where you want it to. It's not going to help you achieve the goal that you're looking for.
Yep, exactly.
I see that the personal training, I don't see a date on here for nutrition the nutrition services, but I do see that there is a number of different 8 sessions of personal training and 2 nutrition counseling sessions. So keep that in mind.
Yep. And then personal training, your way, is new in that we recognize there are people that want expert advice from a personal trainer, but they don't necessarily want that person staring at them while they work out.
Yeah.
So this is something where you can sign up, you have a consultation with the trainer, so it's an hour, and then they put together workout sessions for you to do on your own, and then you just have those check-ins once in a while to see how you're doing. So you get a really great plan, but without the eyes on you. Because for some people, it's just not comfortable. They want the help, but yet they don't want the stare.
Yeah. There's plenty of people that do like that that spotter, that person right there cheering them on or encouraging them and everything. And then there's the other end of the spectrum where there's a lot of people that, give me the information, now go away. No, you go away. Go away. Go. And that works both. You know, there's all different types. So both of those work. And the great trainers understand that.
Absolutely.
They're able to work with that.
Yeah. And then, of course, then we have Vicky, who actually works with one of our trainers. So she doesn't mind the people staring at her.
Yeah. It's actually been a year now. Michaela and I were looking at it. And this end of the January, it'll be a full year with
personal
training. We're training for our wedding, so I have a goal in mind. Everyone has a different goal in mind that you can work towards, and we have some pretty great trainers here at the Y.
And that's a good motivator. That's a good motivator. That's very cool to hear. That's very interesting. One of the things that I also wanted to, and I'm kind of pulling an audible here, I apologize, but I did want to mention the Seniors Eating Well program as well.
That
kicks off on Friday, January 6th, goes from to February 10th. Can only take about 20 participants, so it has a limited entry, so we do want to remind people of that. And if you are interested in that class, it runs Fridays, 10:15 to 11:15. It is free for members of the Y, so keep that in mind as well. Mm-hmm. Why don't you mention January 25th? Got an event coming up, January 25th, I see. Tune into your why. What is that?
Yep. So that is with our community health worker, Sarah Wheeler, and it's free for anybody. So come on into the Y if you want to come in and participate. And sorry, I have a dry cough. I'm not sick.
It's okay. It's okay.
Anyway, so she's going to be talking through the 7 dimensions of wellness. Mm. So talking about how each dimension affects another. So you have your physical, your spiritual, emotional, mental, occupational, whole 9 yards. Mm-hmm. So what she's going to be doing is kind of diving in, and this is going to turn into a series. She's going to dive in and kind of talk about, which dimension you personally want to focus on for yourself. Mm-hmm. So say, my physical dimension is doing great. I work out all the time. Mm-hmm. Somewhat eat right with my diet soda and whatnot, but maybe that's not the dimension I want to work on, but maybe my spiritual side, I've kind of let go of that. I want to get more focused in that. And then you see how working and benefiting one dimension actually helps benefit the others.
Yeah.
So, and again, it's kind of the wise way of saying that, there are New Year's resolutions. It doesn't have to be what the mirror says. If you work on a different area of your life, chances are you're going to be bettering other areas without even necessarily trying or focusing on that area. We get so in tune with what the mirror says or with, the belt or the jeans say. Mm-hmm. But life is so much more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get kind of caught up in that stuff sometimes and gets in our own head and we become our own worst enemy and that kind of thing. It's beneficial to have that, have something like that there. It's nice that it's a free event too. It's open to the public. That's fun.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. So if you want to come in, we're going to, it'll be in our conference room and teaching kitchen. We'll just open that up and really anybody can come in, and this is an opportunity for Sarah also to get to know people. You know, her goal is to be able to meet as many people at the Y as possible, and you know, share resources with people that may need them, and you know, they don't know that there are resources in the area. So whether it be, you know, connecting them with WIC or connecting them with maybe a counselor in the area, you name it, there's a lot of resources we have in the area, but many of us don't know about them. So
we I can think of four different organizations off the top of my head that come in here and we talk about things, and off air one of the first things they'll say is, yeah, we keep finding people that don't know about this, like a scholarship or this program that's available or mm-hmm. this kind of thing. It's important to get that information out there. It's important to share this stuff. So not just here on the air here, but certainly anybody out there, spread the word, you know, bring this stuff up among your conversations with your friends and family and all that.
Yeah.
Help, you know, it doesn't take a lot to promote your area and to promote local nonprofits and everything. And yep. Part of how we spread the word about these programs is that way, water cooler talk, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Anything else people should know about tuning into your Y coming up January 25th?
It's at 9 a.m. and put it in your calendar and we mm-hmm. hope to see you. Yeah. Mm.
It's going
to
be a fun event.
Yeah.
The father-daughter dance coming up February 4th. That is a fun family event as well. Should be very exciting. Well, we want to tell people about this one.
Yeah. What do you want to say, Vicky?
As a young child, I have fond memories of dancing with my father. It's every little girl's dream to make memories with your dad and have a date that you'll always remember of going with your father, and this event is exactly that. It's a chance for your father and little girls to come and make those precious memories. It's one price for the whole family. If they want to come, we just register the one.
Yeah, and this is our collaboration with the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
So we use the club and we use the Y, and they put it's quite a spread. So
yeah, that's what I've heard.
The food is very good. The dancing is excellent. If you want to, I shouldn't say sneak in, but we do have some fun photos from last year. If you go on our Facebook page, some fun photos of the dads dancing and trying to dance.
Trying to dance. That was very nice of you, Erin. Trying to. I blinked and my daughters became 25, 26 and 22. Like 21, I should say. Like it just happened. In that blink that I just had, they grew and yep. they are that age now. And yep. they are going to laugh. They're laughing right now. They don't even know why, because I'm thinking, well, I should ask them to do this. At a certain age, not going to probably do it with you. Maybe they will. They're great kids, so they probably would.
We definitely do have some who are older that will bring their dads in. And, you know, I think it's both, like, for my dad, the more he could embarrass me, the better. So he would,
exactly.
Today, till this day, he'd be like, yep, we're going. And you can sit there, but I'll be dancing with some other little girl.
Carly, thank you. I was hoping to set one of you guys up for that, because it is something to keep in mind with this. I think we always think of dad and daughter and little girl or that kind of thing. And that's certainly, you know, what this is about, and having that. I think you touched on that really nicely, Vicky. But certainly you don't want to lose sight of that part of it, too. Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity for that. Maybe if you have a daughter around my age, this is something where you two can volunteer at this together. Mm-hmm. And it's a way to, you know, help out that way. Mm-hmm. There are still plenty of ways for you and your siblings, your kids to do stuff together as they are growing older and want less to do with you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, there's some truth there. Yeah.
A little bit. But no, it's a fun one, and we started this off with a lot of fun. We were talking about the January membership promotion. I just want to touch on that really quickly before we let you guys go, Carly, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course. So we are currently doing a pay the day for January. It only goes until January 7th, so that means, let's say you come in today, you're going to pay $3 for the month of January. We are waiving the $60 joiner fee. But with this promotion, it is a six-month commitment.
And Vicky, the Membership for All program that we were talking about, just a quick synopsis again on that.
Yeah, so our Membership for All program is where we can work with you to find a rate that works for you and your household. We want you there at the Y, and this is how it will work for you.
And certainly always looking for volunteers. It's a great
Absolutely.
Way to really put back into your community, really be a part of things, and really and you know get a real chance to be at the Y more. That's a win-win right there.
Absolutely. And if you're a student and you want to apply for colleges, it looks fantastic on those applications.
You're so right about
that. Just gonna throw that out
there. No, that's a great note to mention. That is a really good one. Cannot thank you guys enough for the time and what you do for the community. Appreciate you so much. Wishing you a great new year. I know we'll talk with you real soon. We'll have you guys back real soon. But then, appreciate the time, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Big thank you to our friends at Tri-City Services as well. We'll be back with more Morning Magazine tomorrow right here at, well, Chuck, you tell them.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.